got this pair of stars aligned.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand.
Good morning, everyone. You just heard The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. And my name is Liam, and this is, I'm filling in, actually. This is See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thrilled to be with you all this morning. As some of you may know, my normal show is Tuesdays at 7 a.m., so feel free to tune in tomorrow morning. But for now, I've got a fun playlist picked out for us all this morning. Like I said, you just heard The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. And next up is a song by the Allman Brothers, Soul Shine. So I hope you all enjoy.
a cloudy day, when the stars ain't shining bright, you feel like you've lost your way. When the candlelight of home burns so very far away, now you gotta let your soul shine, just like my daddy used to say. You got
Now, Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers Band, which you all just heard, is a classic song that I would hear growing up all the freaking time. And I'm not, I know I sound like I'm exasperated with that tone, but it was actually quite nice. I like that song quite a bit. But it's on my dad's playlist called Cool Tunes. And my dad only has one playlist. And every time he finds a song he likes, he puts it on that one playlist. So at this point, I think the playlist is probably 48 hours long. Mostly because there's a few Fish songs on there that take up 47 hours. But at the same time, only about 10 of the songs on the playlist are regularly in rotation for some reason. I don't know what it is about Spotify's algorithm or whatever it is, but only a few of those songs actually get played at all. So I get to hear Soul Shine quite a bit at home. But that being said, it is a great song, so I don't mind all that much. And I felt like, you know, it's getting a little chillier. It's getting a little grayer. Lots of fall colors outside. You know, just this morning, walking into the station, I saw brightly colored fall leaves swirling from the lawn across the street onto the ground. And, you know, the trees are just starting to lose their color and their leaves. And there's a bit of a breeze in the air. And it just, you can feel the seasonal shift. And so because of that, and because Halloween is coming up in a few weeks, I'm going to play this next song in that spirit. So this is Dark Lady by Cher.
The Fortune Queen of New Orleans was brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the back seat were scratches from the marks of man, her fortune she had won. Couldn't see through the tinted glass. She said, "Home, James," and he hit the gas. I followed her to some darkened room. She took my money. She said, "I'll be two cards, a queen and a three, and mumbled some words that were so strange to me. And then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the cards still stayed black. She said, "The man you love is secretly true to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place. Never come back and forget you ever saw my face." Gypsy music till the brew was done.
perhaps the most auto-tuned song in all of history. You just heard Believe by Cher, and before that you heard Dark Lady, also by Cher. Now, I feel like I wanted to play both of those songs today because they're both just so Cher, you know? She's one of those people that just has such a style to her, such a particular tone and style. But at the same time, what a range, you know? I'm just saying things at this point. But anyways, that was Believe by Cher, and next up is a song in a totally different genre, and this is My Love, Mine, All Mine by Mitski.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. makes it easier, easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. No, girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy.
Good morning, Medford. We are about halfway through Liam Sennett's Moon Songs this morning, but before we get back to his awesome beats, we're going to take a quick pause. Now, as we get into flu season and general illness season this winter, we have an important PSA for you here over at 91.5 WMFO. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneezing you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. This has been a public health message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Now you know, Caddy, Regina George is not your friend. We're your friends, and we're gonna make her pay. You know what friends do? They got your back, and they are fun to be around.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
when someone hurts you, then they attack and grind your foe into the ground.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Imagine a party with dresses and cake, and singing and dancing and cake. And there's a magic act that saws Regina in half, and this time it will take.
Now that's a party.
A revenge party, a party that you're gonna have to pretend like you still like them. Can you do it?
Yes. Hey, girl.
Hey, Regina wanted me to tell you that she tried to talk to Aaron, but he just wanted her back, and that's not Regina's fault.
I get it. I just hope I can still have lunch with you guys.
Oh, of course.
It's a revenge party, a party that ends with entrails all over the lawn. It's a revenge party with your two best friends.
And I end up with Aaron when she's gone.
We take away Regina's only achievement, being a hot person.
What is that?
Ugh, I'm so fat and disgusting. I use these Kelteen diet bars when I need to lose weight.
I need to lose 3 pounds. Bring me a whole bag.
Go harder. If we make Gretchen Wieners think Regina is mad at her.
I won't do that. Gretchen is fragile.
Exactly. And if we crack her open, she'll spill something we can use.
Shh. Here she comes. Stop pulling it down. Your hair looks sexy. Push back. Katie, will you please tell him his hair looks sexy? Push back.
Your hair looks sexy. Push back.
Thanks. See you in calc.
At every party, there might be a low where the energy dips.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You might be thinking it's late, we should go, and they ran out of chips.
No, no, no! I can't even watch when she touches his hair, and I watched a snake eat a cow. Regina needs to be toppled. Sorry, Gretchen, I swear.
Shane Omen.
She has everything.
And one for Catty Heron.
She gets everything.
Four for Glenn Coco. You go, Glenn Coco.
Glenn Coco, Glenn Coco, Glenn Coco.
And none for Gretchen Wieners. Bye.
Who said that? Oh, it's from
Regina, Regina, Regina.
Thanks for being such a great best friend.
I mean, cute. I mean, give me it. I mean, okay. Well, if you and Regina are best friends now, you can be in charge of keeping all her secrets. For example, she bought you those high-heeled shoes just to make fun of you, because she knew you wouldn't be able to walk in them. And she's not really blonde. Her natural color is dark blonde. Also, she totally cheats on Aaron. Every Thursday, she says she has SAT prep, but really, she's hooking up with Shane Omen in the North Shore Lions costume.
She makes him wear the costume?
No! They're both in the costume! And I never told anyone because I am such a good friend.
It's a revenge party, a party that ends with somebody's head on a spike. A revenge party with your two best friends. It's like a party with revenge.
That delightful ditty was Revenge Party from the Mean Girls original Broadway cast recording. I think that song is just a lot of fun. I play it a lot when I go for runs because it's a good pace for the speed I run at most of the time. So I enjoy that one, and I figured I might as well throw it in on the playlist today because we're just doing kind of an eclectic mix of all kinds of things, and why not put a random Mean Girls song on there, you know? So next up, we've got a song that will probably be familiar to pretty much all of you, and that is Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners. I like this song a lot. It is in the same vein for me as like Cranberries and Wailing Jennies and Enya, like maybe just, well, definitely just because they're all Irish, but like they also just have themes of, you know, the troubles and that kind of thing. And you know, I enjoy music that has those kinds of themes, like U2 as well. So it's pretty far reaching. But anyways, that's enough chit chat for now. So here is Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners.
Oh, believe me, if all those endearing young chums that I gaze on so fondly to.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy.
Left
there's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do it.
I never lost
nice.
1 minute
and
of
rough.
Sleep. And now
we're going to take the beginning of this song.
The thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel. Keep
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Ooh,
rolling. On the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the
city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
And I was worrying about the way that things might have been.
That was Proud Mary by Tina Turner. You know, a bit of an in memoriam because she passed away a couple of years ago. I remember the day that I heard about that, I was out mowing my neighbor's lawn. And for the rest of the time that I was mowing, I pretty much just listened to this song, Proud Mary. And anyways, I am going to play another fave of mine. I actually have this next artist poster on my wall, or I guess the poster for this album on my wall. But up next is Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine. They tried to make me go to rehab, I won't go. Thank you.
window sill. But if you wanna live in New York City, honey, you know I will.
Yes, I will, yes, I will.
I never thought I could get satisfaction from just one man. But if
this one out just because I want to be able to get to my last song before the set is over. So that was Kokomo by the Beach Boys, and next up is another Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice. This is Liam filling in for Morgan on See You Next Tuesday on a Monday, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford House Freeform Radio. Enjoy your week, and I'll see you tomorrow morning, actually, at 7 a.m. So tune into Moon Songs if you're feeling like a little, you know, radio fun on your way to work in the morning. Here we go with Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Seems to move.